Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Gangs here. You know, I was thinking, I know Paul and I have talked about this. I don't know if you guys agree, but October is usually like my favorite time of the year for sports, like altogether. But I was thinking about it, like, I don't know. April, May is like right there for me.
It's really good. Every night, something good's on.
You're right. It is, especially this year, it's really heating up. Just from March lead into April, and now, yeah, it's definitely good stuff.
I mean, but you know, kind of what we're going to talk about today. I mean, obviously the NFL draft, all the lead up, everything that, all the drama that comes with that, and then the NBA playoffs are like, it's like its own season now.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really like the season starts over with these, you know, 16 teams. It goes for 2 months. You know what I mean? And then obviously horse racing season is really heating up for me. And then you got baseball. I mean, you got golf, prime golf right now, right?
Right.
Wrestling, even.
Hockey.
Yes. You know, all the things. It's really a great time of year.
I love the NFL draft, but it's such a fucking cock tease.
Yeah, it is.
Now I just want to watch these guys play, you know? Like, oh, man, this is great. Now we got to wait another 4 or 5 months
right, to
watch games.
It stinks, right? Because you have essentially 2.5 months with no football from the Super Bowl to now. Then you get all excited. You're all hyped up. You're like, all right, you have hope for your team.
Yep.
And then you don't talk or hear about football until August.
Yeah. Now it gets really dead for football, for NFL. May and June, probably the two most dead months for the sport, to be honest with you.
I think the rookies have the OTA soon, no?
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of that.
Yeah, that's a true. Little bit of that. But then you just, I don't know. I like, by the time June and July comes, I like forgot about all the players we just drafted, yeah, all the moves made. You kind of have to like refresh yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. But before we jump into the draft, the big question is, how many men does it take to take down a gorilla?
What is that from?
Oh, that's okay. You guys aren't seeing this.
Aren't they saying like who would take down a gorilla? 100 or one, like, no, who would win?
Yeah.
A gorilla or 100 New Yorkers?
Right, so you've seen this, Juice, right? It's like all over my Twitter right now.
Like kill a gorilla or like subdue
it? Just like fight it. I don't know. Be able to like fight it. I don't know. It's like all over my Twitter algorithm now. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's weird how like randomly there's just like a topic that takes over Twitter for a day.
Yeah. This is the one today. I'm like, what is this?
I saw it like an hour ago. And I was like, what is this?
Like all these people are talking about it. I don't know. Gorilla, have you ever seen how long a gorilla's arms are? Like, there's just no way.
Gorilla. Anyone... I take the gorilla.
A gorilla.
He's a gorilla.
A gorilla.
Yeah. I'm not betting against a gorilla.
Oh, man. But anyway, so the draft. You know what? Giants, fabulous draft. I'll leave it. The floor is your guys. Whoever wants to go first.
Josh, take it away.
I could watch every second of the NFL draft, by the way. I love it. It's just awesome. I like did nothing on Friday night because I just returned from Nashville, and Friday and Saturday night I missed the entire first round, so I had to like watch that on DVR. Then I just sat on my ass and watched all of Friday and all of Saturday in all its glory. I thought Joe Shane had a masterclass in how he prepared for the draft and how the draft went his way, but he also kind of maneuvered the draft in such a way that, you know, he got arguably the best player in the draft at number 3 with Abdul Carter. And then at that point, nobody cares what you do to jump back into the draft to get Jackson Dart. And by the way, they only gave up essentially 2 third-rounders for the swap, right? To move from the second round to move up. seven spots. So to move up seven spots into the first round to get the quarterback of your future without giving up a first rounder, pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. And if you don't like Jackson Dart, that's fine. Like, you know, there's a reason he's probably picked 25. I think what's enticing for me, or what's exciting, I should say, is that he's Dable's pick. He's Brian Dable's pick. For the first time, he gets to pick a quarterback in, what, 3 years that he's been here? And then this was his guy. So he's supposed to be the quarterback guru. He's coached Tua. He's coached Josh Allen. He's coached, you know, all these guys. He's supposed to be the quarterback guy. So let's see. This is his pick. Let's see him run with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of begs the question, though, because, you know, you got Russell Wilson, you got Jameis Winston. So they'll probably sit Dart for a year or two. Let's say the Giants go 5-12 or 4-13. Is Dable and Shane, are they going to live to be able to...
Listen, you got to... If you're that bad, you got to play Dart.
Right.
You have to play him.
Right.
Because you have to get Dart on the field and see what he is. Because if not, then what do you do if you get the first or second pick and you got a chance to get Arch Manning? You know what I mean?
I know.
I disagree.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think you sit him for the entire year. He does not play. If you're really bad, I would play him with only four games remaining. And the reason four is the magic number. Not eight, not 10. You don't put him in after five games, none of that, right? The reason I say is four is, if he's good, four is enough where, all right, his confidence is boosted. But if he's bad and he has some, you know, struggles being a 21-year-old kid playing quarterback for large market, four is not going to demoralize him where he turns into Zach Wilson, where he has no confidence and
right.
He's a bust.
Yeah.
So I think four is the number.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, absolutely. I'm just wondering what happens with Dable and Shane. I guess we'd have to see it play out. But
I think they bought some time with this draft. Between getting the quarterback,
yeah.
And I think between the rave reviews they've gotten from everybody else, as long as it's not a complete utter disaster, I think that they bought some time. And then when you think about the Giants the last 10 years, you're like, you know, when teams come into Giants Stadium and they play the Giants, like, what are they concerned about? You know, what's the identity of the team? Like, they haven't had anything, right? But now I think you could hang your hat on what is a really deep and really dangerous pass rush. And with a defensive front like this, that's something you really got a game plan for. So it seems like now, for the first time since Eli, like, the team has a little bit of direction. So I think that's a good thing also, just from one draft. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, the defense is unbelievable. I mean,
yeah. You have to double team Dexter Lawrence, yeah. Right? Then you might have to double team Brian Burns. And then you still have Kayvon Thibodeau roaming around free, and then you'll have to block Abdul Carter, and then they just drafted Darius Richardson. They have some depth on that line. The line
yes.
is – but I think Adam hit the nail on the head, right? For years, this team was rudderless, and now you have an identity that is historical with this franchise, right? We've always been a pass-rushing, defensive, nasty team, and now they're finally going back to that.
Yeah, and, like, the best thing I think they did, believe it or not, was just, like pick up Tibbs' option. Like, re-sign Tibbs because, like, he, I don't even know if he's good or not. But, like, at least that tells me, hey, they want these guys. They want
to see it.
They want to see what this looks like. So,
yeah.
I love what they did.
Yeah.
One thing, though, I'll say is, like, and I don't know, there's a couple things, right? Like, so there was a rumor that came out today. I think Peter Schrager confirmed it on NFL Network or ESPN, I'm sorry. He said that Jackson Dart was Dable's guy since January.
No.
So, yeah. And then I had read that, you know, they were trying to, you know, play things so close to the chest. They didn't want any leaks or anything. And it started to leak recently that, oh, the Giants like Jackson Dart. And I heard Joe Shane was so angry, he, like, threw a chair in the office because he's, like, trying to find out how something like that could leak or whatnot. But supposedly, like, which kind of makes sense, right? They worked out Shedeur Sanders a week ago. And I was wondering, why are they working him out, like, 5 days before the draft. Like, what do they look at? And they had me fooled. I thought Shador was their guy. You know, you see them going to Colorado. They said Joe Shane pretty much lived in Boulder, Colorado.
I thought he was their guy, too.
Yeah, and then he was given every, like, you see Dable and Shador dapping it up. You see all the stuff, but the really, behind the scenes, yeah, I think behind the scenes, they were all in on Jackson Dart.
So you think that was all fake interest?
I think they were doing their due diligence, but they kept it really quiet, however they felt about Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Adam, what did you hear then? Who'd you see at that restaurant or whatever?
Yeah, so at Drift, I spoke to the valet guy, and he said Dable was there with Jackson Dart, and he was there with Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco, he was there a couple weeks ago. He had dinner with Joe Flacco. Then the next night, he had dinner with Jackson Dart.
Interesting.
In Weehawken, New Jersey.
Wow. Okay.
And this was,
which
this
restaurant? Was probably, which place?
Drift in Weehawken, right next to Blue. Yeah, so.
Flacco, right. Interesting.
Food was a little overrated.
the thing that I don't know, I have a hard time with, which I'm like, so is all of this bullshit? Like, if Dable loves Jackson Dart, say back in January, and they gotta keep it quiet, they're scouting everybody, doing all this work, right? Why the hell do you wait till 25? Like, wouldn't you be anxious to go up to like pick 16 or
right.
10
right.
and go get them? But I think that maybe is testament to Joe Shane really understanding what the interest is of every single team in the NFL.
Because
he knew he had to survive New Orleans at 9. He had to survive Pittsburgh at 21. And then once he had to get ahead of the Los Angeles Rams, because the Rams thought Jackson Dart as their successor. And the moment they drafted him, Rams traded out. Like, within seconds. I watched it on two telecasts. It was crazy. It's like, the second he got drafted, Rams traded the pick.
Wow. Did the Rams take any quarterback?
I don't think so.
Interesting. What's their, successor plan? Maybe they're just waiting for next year. But, yeah. No, Giants, and you were like, 10 minutes into this. You haven't even mentioned the best pick that the Giants made.
Oh, you talk about the Paisan running back.
Boo!
Is he Italian?
I hope so. Is he Italian?
Italian.
I'm so jealous of that pick. I love Scataboo.
I remember watching him on College Game Day, and he was talking about how he's the best running back, and he's the Heisman winner, and all this, like. And then I watched him play that Peach Bowl against Texas.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like,
he's so tough.
He'll be a fan favorite big time. Big time. I think, like, right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him. I like the two. I like the guard that we got. He's really nasty. And I like the defensive tackle. I think the Giants it's enough to give you hope. Now, what does hope look like? Listen, their schedule's tough. I think best case scenario, they win 7 games. But, like, at least if they can get to 7 games, it's exciting, right? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, 7 games will definitely save, Dable and Shane's jobs. And, then they can go into the next year, depending on how Russ does and whatever. Maybe they'll be ready.
So Joe Shane had a great draft last year, right? Maybe not great. Maybe he had a really good draft, let's call it. And then this year, I mean, they picked very low, so the bar is lower. But, like, right now, everyone's giving them high regard for their draft. So it's two good drafts in a row. You can't just fire these guys and turn them over every 2 years.
No.
Like, once they made the decision not to fire them this offseason, you got to almost not extend them, but you got to give them 2 years, two more years.
I agree. Yep.
Yeah, give him a little bit more time here. I mean, they didn't draft Daniel Jones, so now,
two full years,
now they got their guys.
Two full years to develop the quarterback, and two full years to build it with your... Now the team, as of this offseason, looks like a Joe Shane team, and it's not like Gettleman's guys running around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I learned a few things about Jackson Dart I didn't know. I didn't know he was from Utah, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because we joke about the Zach Wilson comparison. They wear the same number. They look alike. Both from Utah. I didn't know he played USC at first.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and Adam, we're like kind of like USC guys.
Totally.
I didn't know that at all.
Who recruited him?
He has
SC.
No, but who was the coach?
Was
it Riley? A while ago.
Who's the coach before Riley?
Oh God, who was it before him?
Shelton, or Clay Helton?
I don't know.
I think he has. He tied the record for opening, like your opener, your first start for yards and touchdowns. He threw in his first opening game. He threw four touchdowns and I want to say over 300 yards.
He's a gamer, man. I watched quite a bit of him. I thought he was actually better last year, not this past. I thought he was better the year before this past season, to be honest. But he's a gamer, man. I mean, he competes. He's tough. You know, I don't the hype around the Gruden thing with the snap count. I don't know what that's about. I'm not like a quarterback.
I gotta watch that.
What was that about again?
The whole thing kind of seemed like it was a joke. Like he asked him to do a snap. Like I forgot. Your snap count. They clapped once.
Yeah, their whole cadence is just it's a clap. There's no Omaha crazy different terminology or dummy snap counts or it's just very okay. You clap and they hike the ball. So
and he's like, "What if you want to kill the play?" He claps twice.
I feel like that's just Kiffin. Being Kiffin.
And that's one of the knocks.
It's actually
too, right?
It kind
of
makes sense though because they say Ole Miss, Tennessee, this is what their offense is like: line up and go. They don't do these complex routes. It's like we're better than you. We don't need to do this overthinking bullshit. So NFL, it's all about that. They have 10 plays at the line. So
yeah,
it's going to be a lot to get used to. But
and I was telling I was telling Adam, I was telling your brother, right? For 6 years, we've been watching Daniel Jones. I can't believe it's
long. Crazy 6 years, yeah.
6 years, right? And it was horrible quarterback play. Even when they went to that playoffs that one year and then won the playoff game, it wasn't because he was slinging the ball around. He was running around on his feet a lot and they made plays. But I was saying now, I'm going to watch Russell Wilson and I think Russell Wilson stinks. I don't think he's good anymore. Or Jameis Winston this year. And they're going to actually make quarterback plays, actually throw the ball for 12 yards, you know, and real passes up the field. I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah. Daniel Jones.
It's crazy.
Daniel Jones will be a starting quarterback though this year, which is kind of crazy.
I don't think he had a 4,000 yard passing season as a Giant, which is crazy because everyone throws 4,000 yards. just having a quarterback that might be able to do that could change things for this offense. So let's see what.
Yeah.
Is the Colts' identity just running the ball? Why were they chomping at the bit at signing Daniel Jones? I didn't understand that.
I don't know. And what's going on with Anthony Richardson there?
It's terrible.
Yeah, I think he was just—he's too green coming out of college. Big body, but I don't know.
They shouldn't have started him. It was just too much.
Yeah.
I know that Shador probably interviewed terribly, and there's some other things, right? But once it gets to round 3, 4, 5, the Colts had Daniel Jones. Go get Shador Sanders, bring him in, and then figure it out. I don't know, unless. There's something that they just completely took him off the board.
I will tell you, it made that third day kind of exciting because it's Shador. Oh, who's on the clock? Are they gonna take Shador? You know, it was just the Shador watch. You know, we've never had that before.
Once it got to round 4, and then 4 went, and it was round 5. I thought he wasn't getting drafted.
Yeah, he's not getting drafted.
I thought there's. Something's happening here. I've been watching the draft forever. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, by far the craziest thing I've ever seen in any draft was this guy going the fourth round. By far,
a few weeks ago, I think I said it on here on the pod. I thought he was going 3 to the Giants.
Yeah, so did I. So I was convinced of it.
What's even crazier is he was the second quarterback taken by the Browns. They took Dylan Gabriel, 2 rounds before?
Yeah.
What the heck? And you, Stefanski, and that guy sitting next to him, I don't know if that's the GM. They look so, they look so pissed. I mean, that was the owner who kind of
so do you
made
think
them do that, right?
You think the owner did it, and without, you know, he just said, hey, this is the pick?
They didn't look happy. I don't know.
it kind of doesn't make any sense, right? Because who's the real loser in all this? It's Dylan Gabriel, right? Because he's like, I got drafted. I'm the young guy.
Yeah.
Maybe I did it, but I'm going to compete. And now you have Shador.
Shador and Dylan have a really, really, really good chance to start next year.
Right? Because, well, what's up with Watson? Is he always has some
he's
injury.
He's out for the year. Yeah. He's got an Achilles
Watson's
tear.
It's Pickett and Flacco. I think Flacco's going to start.
Oh, Watson's already out for next year.
He's the whole out year. For the year. Yeah, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and the two rookies. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I didn't realize that. Pick. Okay. Wow.
DraftKings, even money to start.
Wow. Okay. That's going to be fascinating, yeah.
Pickett and, like, Sanders kind of are similar, too.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
A little bit. What's interesting is, all right, so let's say with the Browns.
Flacco's the best quarterback on that team.
Flacco's probably going to be the starter day one, right?
But what
about the season after when Watson comes back? Like, what's the plan there? Like, I don't understand.
Nah, I think the owner already came out and admitted that whole thing was a disaster.
Okay.
And a huge mistake. So I think when he comes back, I don't know. He's just going to rock there on the bench.
This is the last year that they really have to hold him for the money. So
got it.
He's
okay.
Gone after this year.
Okay. So
it's over with him.
Yeah, so he's done as a Brown. Got it. Okay.
I think his career is over. I don't think anybody's
going to touch him. Yeah, that's probably it for him.
Probably. Yeah, probably not. Shador, actually, he's not a Browns fan, but I guess he came out and that's his Madden team or whatever. He's always
But here's the thing, right? So this is my theory on it. I think he sandbagged all the teams that he didn't want to go to because he thought, like, oh, I'm going to have a choice. I'm Eli Manning situation, Eli and Arch Manning, where we're going to dictate where we go. So I think he sandbagged those teams and purposely, like, tanked the interviews. And then on the real interviews, like with the Giants, apparently he didn't come prepared at all. He didn't know how to, you know, run the plays. And then Dable called him out on it. And then he got mad at Dable. And Dable was like, no way. I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah. He like gave him some homework, right? And he like didn't do it, or he didn't do it adequately or something like that, right?
Yeah. He couldn't run the play. Like, he was like, he asked him to stage a play or run something, or how would you do this? And he had no clue. Dable called him out. He's like, hey, man, like, you didn't prepare at all. Like, you don't know any of the plays. You don't know this or that. And he kind of got angry with Dable.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It's like, it's the biggest interview of your life. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was nuts.
There's a little delusion there for sure.
Yeah. Didn't he have, like, I don't know if this is true, but, like, one of the interviews, he had his headphones, like, around his neck with the music still playing?
Oh, my God. Probably. That's amazing.
Probably
something like that. I was like, whoa. Like,
I heard it. I heard this morning on the Boomer show, he took a FaceTime during the interview with like another whatever friend. It was just
like a rapper.
yeah, it was like someone from his entourage on a FaceTime was just talking. And the person was like, what?
Unbelievable.
What the fuck?
Unbelievable.
So I would think that no, that can't be right. Like, that's fake. But he got drafted in the fifth round and then proceeded to have the most insane party.
Draft party, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's all true. I think it's
so
all true.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. I think it's
of
all true.
Of course. With just watch him the past 2 years in Colorado. It was always something.
Oh, yeah. He had all these celebrities and other athletes coming to his game, coming to the games. LeBron. It was it's a circus. It was like a whole spectacle. Now, I will say this. I thought the prank phone call was fucked up. I mean, that was just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
not, yeah. And the fact that it was Ulbricht's son. Unbelievable. So Ulbricht, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you guys think he should have been disciplined or not his fault?
The coach?
Yeah.
It's on the kid.
He's embarrassed enough. The coach Jeff is embarrassed enough. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure he gave his son, like, you know.
The only crazy thing is that they have to review the protocols as to, like, what the hell happened that he got it off the kid got it off there.
Off the iPad, right?
There's some kind of carelessness or something
sloppy,
wrong happened. I'm not saying ruin Jeff Ulbricht's life over it, but they need to clearly figure that out. Because it wasn't just Shador. I think a few players got pranked.
Oh.
Yeah, Warren.
Oh, Warren got pranked too. Okay.
Yeah. Yikes. Messed up. It's really messed up.
Yeah, really messed up.
Shador was obviously a big loser of the draft, but obviously, like, falling like that. But what about Quinn Ewers, who had $6 million sitting on the table to go to Oregon, and he ends up getting drafted in the seventh round by Miami?
Yeah.
And I think he's going to make $800,000 next year. A guy like him, to his third string for Tua.
He should have stayed in college, a guy like him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
They were saying the college football 25 last year was the first year the video game came out, and like, you know, they took a hiatus. They didn't have a game for over a decade. So they come back, and the cover athletes, three athletes, it's Travis Hunter, who got drafted number 2 overall. Then it's Quinn Ewers, 7th round pick. And then the third guy is a Michigan, I want to say he's a linebacker or a defensive end. He didn't get drafted.
It's the running back.
Wow. It's Edwards. Edwards.
It's the running back. Okay.
The Jets. Yeah.
Yeah. But didn't the Jets take him?
They were saying how crazy 1 year of college football is, right? These were the three stars, and two of them, one of them 7th round, one of them didn't get drafted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Life comes at you fast.
And then like Carson Beck, right? Wasn't he like a projected first rounder? He transferred to Miami. Like, he wouldn't have got drafted either.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Things can move very quick. Obviously, Arch, I don't think anything's going to change that him, you know, being the top pick next year's draft, right? Unless it's like a substantial injury, I guess, or something. But
Or him staying.
Right. Exactly. Which could happen, which would be nuts. But we'll see. So,
What about the Jets? What do you guys think?
Well, hold on.
Draft?
Before we get to the Jets, give your grade for the Giants draft.
I'll say A-.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say A.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A-.
It was significantly better than I thought.
Yeah,
it was gonna.
Yeah, but Paul, you have the floor, Jets, and I'll follow up.
How do you want me to do it? What picks I like the most? Or?
Yeah, just overall. What did you think?
First pick, how do you pronounce his name?
Membu. Yeah, Armand.
I'm cool with it. I wanted Warren.
Same. Yeah, we're agreement there.
I had no idea about Membu all year, and I watched a ton of college football, so I'm not going to pretend I knew about him. I didn't know about him until like a month ago.
Me neither.
But he didn't give up any sacks, I think, right, all year, or like any quarterback hits, something ridiculous like that. So, solidified the O-line. I love how we got the tight end Taylor.
Yes.
And, you know, adding a little insult to injury with, you know, his daddy being Jason Taylor, piss off Dolphin fans, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, I don't know. He's 20 years old. He's your second, like, main wide receiver / tight end, like playmaker. I don't know how that's going to work out as a rookie.
Right.
But it's a good pick. They needed a tight end. The cornerback, I was shocked when they took it. I was like, shit, like, really? This is such like a Saleh, Glenn, Bowles type of pick, right? Defense when you need offense. But this kid, like, they thought he was going to be a first-round pick. And then the more I read about him and
he looks like a stud.
Saw the highlights, he's legit, like 6'2". Strong, press like coverage the whole time, so that's a good pick.
Yeah,
the day three picks, disgusting.
Not so
hated
much.
Them. No. Arian Smith, he was gonna be like undrafted or 6th round pick. I watched outside of Notre Dame, Georgia the most for sure, and the amount of drops this guy had was like nauseating. Just he's skinny, he's always hurt, and he drops passes. So I don't like
10 drops.
Yeah, he can run.
10 drops.
He can run great. Like, I would hope you're able to run as an NFL wide receiver. Like, they all can run, right?
Yeah.
So, your main thing is catch the ball and be durable. He's none of those. So, thought that was terrible. And the Alabama kid I like. I'm sorry. I like this.
Yeah, more.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was starter as a freshman.
The only thing is, I don't get they drafted Smith with that first 4th round pick. And then, Moore was like 10 picks later or 15 picks later.
Yeah.
But they traded up to get it. Why not just, if you like him this much, why are you drafting, Moore first? Like, you're just wasting picks. And then they traded up and gave a 5th round pick for next year. I don't know. He did some wonky things at the end. like a backup edge guy who's like 24 years old. I don't know.
Was that the Barron guy?
Yeah.
He's good Miami, though, right? Like they were putting his stats next to Carter and they were like, I don't know.
Yes, but Miami's like his numbers, like his actual numbers were not good.
Oh, okay. Like, okay.
Production wise, and he's also older.
Yeah.
And Miami defense is horrible, and they drafted two guys from Miami.
I know, so. two picks in a row.
Can't go by that. It could be scheme, it could be other player, whatever, but I don't know. I thought they needed a defensive tackle very bad.
Yeah.
I think he needed a bigger wide receiver to like put outside. Smith is just a speed guy. He's a one route guy. That's it. So I give it like a C+, B minus, something
that's,
like that.
That's exactly That's exactly where I land. We're in alignment here. The one good thing you could say about Smith is he was one of Gruden's grinders. He was Gruden's sleeper pick for the draft, coincidentally.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why the Jets picked him. I have no idea. Yeah, I definitely like wanted a different receiver. I would have wanted Warren, you know, first pick. Defensive tackle.
Speaking of Warren, how come Warren went? He was the second tight end.
That was
not
odd.
The first.
Just say that, Josh. I swear, yeah.
Yeah, Johnson went Loveland from Michigan with the first
pick. Yeah, I don't understand.
I was a little
that.
Surprised with that.
I was very surprised at that. I didn't
Why
get
not
it at all.
Trade down like if you were taking Loveland, right? Like,
yeah, that was definitely a shocker. I wanted the Jets, obviously, to draft a quarterback. I know we got, Brady Cook from Missouri. Missouri wasn't that great this year, but you watched him quite a bit, Paul. You said he's like okay. I mean,
you know,
they signed
him. Athletic, tough. I like him. I think he's going to make the team over Travis or be a minimum practice squad.
Yeah. Because right now the Jets are going into the season. Jordan Travis or Brady or this Brady Cook guy is their third stringer. So
yeah,
I don't know. They're really banking on Justin Fields here. Yeah. C+, B-. The line looks like it's going to be good. Defense.
How's Jason Taylor's son? What's he good at? Is he more of a pass catcher? Is he a blocker?
Everything.
Everything.
He's a blocker.
He's the whole enchilada. He's good. Really good. I watched a bunch of him.
And he does, like, he talks like a vet, like, which you would think he grew up around football his whole life, NFL. Right. So he's ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I thought the first three picks were good. After that, very suspect. So, we'll see. The Jets still need they need weapons, man. They need another receiver. We got a good running game, but, I mean, we need another stud receiver. Like, badly.
Yeah, so, which is not, it's not happening this year. So.
Yeah, kind of.
You don't think they'll trade for one, or?
I don't think there's really, like, a point in why would a wide receiver want to come here? And like sign here long term.
Maybe Olave, just because he played with Fields, and you know you can get him at a cheap price because of the concussions, right? That could be.
I mean,
something they do.
They're gonna try and run the ball 40 times a game, but
oh yeah,
what happens when you're down 21-7? Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Teams are just gonna double and triple team Wilson the whole time. It's gonna be,
Yeah, they better get creative.
I thought New England had a really good draft. I love that kid that they got in pick 4, Will Campbell.
Yeah.
I like his interviews. He's like very
good Southern boy.
Just his attitude.
Yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah, I loved Omarion Hampton going to the Chargers.
Chargers did awesome.
Yeah, that seems like it made a lot of sense to me.
Very good draft they had, yeah. Absolutely. I didn't realize Mason Graham and T-Mac, they play at the same high school together. They both went top 10.
Yeah.
Some high school in Orange County. My dad's friend was telling me. What else happened in the draft that was interesting? Non-draft related, but football related. This Belichick and girlfriend thing. I mean, one of the most.
How did they meet? How do you think they met? I think sugar daddy.
Epstein's
like,
plane or something. They met on a plane, apparently.
It's like an escort. It's an escort service.
What
right?
I sent you guys, what I sent you guys, I think this morning, that theory that guy had about Kraft and Belichick and how they kind of like their friendship ended. with something over, like they had like a escort service that they used, or did you guys see that? I sent that this morning. It was like a tweet from somebody.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
some theory about like she's an escort girl, and I don't know.
I think like, didn't Belichick have like a long relationship, and then he was like engaged and then broke it off?
Yes.
Like now he's old, right? And he's just wants a young 20-something-year-old. It looks like he's like, it looks like some kind of weird service.
Yes, it does.
You know what though? Either way, I'm into it. If I'm in my head, who cares, right? He's got money. Fuck it.
Why did he
it's just that interview.
Go on
so
this
weird.
Interview. What was the point of that interview? Like,
so weird.
Why did he wear a shirt that didn't have holes in it?
Well, that did have holes, you mean?
Oh God.
Yeah, and she's like kneeling down, like trying to hide. And she's like yelling things out. It was so weird. So weird. Well,
like, that was a tough one.
What was the point of the interview? Like, who set that up? What was the point?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's just have Bill Belichick. Yeah, because he's such a forthcoming, fun interview. Like,
yeah.
I don't know his next move in life, and this girl. Obviously, people are making a big deal about it. The pictures that they've taken.
He doesn't even answer them.
I know.
And if his girlfriend was going to be like upset about them asking questions about her, then why even do the interview? Like, none of it made sense.
Portnoy said he had like at least 10 former New England Patriots DM him saying, like, what the fuck? Like, former players.
I felt bad for him when I was watching that. I legit felt bad for him.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. I can't wait to watch them next year. The Tar Heels.
Well, wasn't that a tweet that the Tar Heels are now worried about their level of involvement?
Yeah.
They should be. Yeah.
Yeah, they should be. She'll probably be on the sideline every game. Oh my God, it's going to be too funny.
Away games, the signs that the other crowds are going to be holding.
Yeah, college crowds are like way crazier than NFL crowds.
Yeah.
That's going to be funny.
He's over, I think. I don't think he's going to get a job in the NFL ever again.
Oh, no, definitely not. This is probably why they want no NFL team want anything to do with him. I mean, he's just a weirdo.
How old is he?
70-something. 73, maybe?
I'm good with him not getting a job again.
Yeah. Definitely not. Before we pivot to NBA playoffs, anything else on the draft that we missed? Green Bay? You thought Green Bay, good host city?
Yeah, looked all right.
I actually loved Green Bay's pick.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
That's cool.
They needed a guy that could stretch the field like that.
Yeah, Golden. And he's such a showman. Like, he played
so underrated.
He played it off like so, you know what I mean? Because it was all Packer fans there. So it was just like, it was really a cool moment, I thought. Yeah.
They got
Do you know he's the wide receivers.
What's that?
Two good wide receivers. They're going to be loaded next year.
Yes.
That was the first. Go ahead, Juice.
Yeah. Go ahead. I think you're saying what I'm about to say.
He was the first receiver since 2002, they said?
Yeah.
That's insane.
So I was thinking about that. I was like, man, they went through, 13? No. Yeah, right? 20. How many years? You said 2002, right? So 23 years.
23 years.
When you had Favre and Aaron Rodgers,
and Jordan,
and you
Love.
Never took a, and you, yeah,
that's
and
incredible.
You never took
that's
a
incredible.
Wide receiver in the first round.
Bizarre. I was shocked by that statement. I'm like, oh my God, that's true.
Because like you think about it, like once you solidify, like holy shit, we have Brett Favre, he's incredible, or like oh my God, we have Aaron Rodgers, like he's going to be the best quarterback in the league. After you secure the tackles, isn't the next move just to get like the best receivers that you can?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they had great receivers, right? But you know, there was a little stretch there where Rodgers was kind of like, "What's going on, guys? Help me out here," you know. So
yeah,
yeah. Like, all right, they had great receivers. They had Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson. They had guys like that. But imagine if they got to pair him with like Larry Fitzgerald or Calvin Johnson or Brandon Ross.
That was
somebody
awesome.
Worth it.
Yeah, like, someone like that. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, Devontae, I guess, was I guess he was the closest that they had, but yeah, pretty funny. Yeah, so draft in the books. I guess we'll talk about football in a few months. Unless something crazy happens. So
I'm excited to finally buy a Madden game. I haven't bought a Madden game in a couple of years, but now I can now have a fun team that I can play with.
There I love go. It.
There you go. Very good. All right. So the NBA playoffs, they've been great. I mean, this first round has been electrifying. Like, obviously the Knicks-Pistons series has been great. Nuggets-Clippers has been great. I think Lakers-T-Wolves has been fun. What else is close right now?
Miami, Cavs Heat, not great.
Really good. Yeah.
Cavs Heat, not great.
Yeah. What ended up being the final score? Cavs were up 40 something last time.
I think they lost by 50.
What?
They were down by 55 when I turned it off.
Oh my god! I think Riley's gonna blow it up, like completely.
138-83 was the final.
Jesus
Christ. So every time Paul says, "Can't wait to fire the fat penguin." Meaning Thibodeau. I like lately what he's been saying it, I'm like, okay, if the Knicks were like, all right, this is year one and they need to make a move and hire a coach that's like can win the championship, because a lot of people think that Tibbs can't win the championship. Like, who would you hire? And I don't think anybody's out there to get, unless somehow you can get Spoelstra free from Miami.
Yeah.
Spoelstra, like, there's gotta be like, look at Jordy. Jordy's really good. Like, find a young guy that you don't know about. The guy from OKC. Like, where did he come from? I feel like they got to find like a young, innovative, like just something different. I don't know.
So I think those coaches are very, very good, but they also have so much talent. It's so deep.
Tibbs is a very good coach. He's never winning a title here. I just thought this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think like OKC is more talented, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
big time.
Do you guys like Mike Malone? Or?
I love him, but who was saying? Was that you, Juice? Who was saying, or the Don?
CP the franchise. He said it on The Fan. He said his sources inside the Garden say they don't like him.
Yeah, like they would never hire him. He must have rubbed someone the wrong way back in the day. Yeah. When he was an assistant. He seems like a hothead. I can see that.
He seems abrasive.
Yeah.
But he's also, I think he's the same as Tibbs. Well, the same style, same era. Yeah, like his dad is.
I think of the same thing.
Absolutely. But yeah, he must have done something, left his mark. I don't know. But
I'm saying, like,
Queens
if you're going to fire Tibbs, you're going to hire the guy that's exactly like him. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I love Johnny Bryant, if we were talking like young innovator, former Knicks assistant. Yeah. You know, something like that. Yeah. But they won't do
that. You know who would be a good fit for this roster?
Who's that?
Mike D'Antoni.
Oh. Okay. But the Knicks' identity is supposed to be like defense, you know? Like,
I don't know where D'Antoni's been, but I feel like this is a D'Antoni roster.
I feel like he's
a lot of points.
I don't think he would even come back here.
I feel like he's overseas somewhere. Something like that. You know,
his brother was the coach at like Marshall or something.
Something like that. Well, yeah, isn't D'Antoni a West Virginia guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, D'Antoni.
Yeah, D'Antoni.
I think he would have been good coaching, like James Harden, like he did.
Yes.
But for the rest of his career, he should have just been coaching James Harden. I don't think he can win over here.
No. But Knicks. I mean. Brunson, he won clutch player of the year, or whatever the clutch award, whatever they call it, and he's proven why. I mean, I thought we were toast when he got hurt last game. The way he was reacting, went to the locker room.
Yeah.
We were all saying, "We're like, season over." Oh well.
What did they give him in the locker room?
I
thought he tore his Achilles. I thought he was really hurt.
I don't know. This seems to happen quite a bit, and then he comes back and lights it up. It's amazing.
He got up, and then he doubled over again, and I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's like, is he dramatic? Is he just a little,
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't know, but he came back, and it was like he hadn't missed a beat. And then, you know, Cat, who we rag on a lot, I mean, just hitting unbelievable shots, clutch as hell, playing tough too. Like, even on defense.
He's been unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, got to hand it to him. The Pistons, Paul, you're right. Like, they're more annoying than the Sixers. I mean, they are such bitches. It's like, well, Tobias is there, so there's a former Sixer.
I feel like the only grown-up on that team is Cunningham. He just plays basketball tough.
Yeah, I like Cade. Yeah.
I absolutely love his game.
He doesn't bitch. Like, Holland got over Towns for no reason. He's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, stop.
Yeah.
They're, like, just very immature, it seems like, that old team.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Who's bowling?
Yeah, someone playing pool?
It did sound like a pool table.
Juice, you got a pool table in your place?
I wish I had a pool table.
What was that?
I was looking. I don't know.
Every time.
It wasn't me. I'm sitting on the couch.
That's like someone eight ball corner pocket. Anyway. What were we saying? Oh, so yeah, the Knicks. Just unbelievable win yesterday. I thought they were dead, and they somehow escape, pull that off. Hopefully they close it out tomorrow, and then lose to the Celtics in five.
Yeah,
You guys don't have any question marks with the Celtics?
They're pretty banged up. Holiday's got his
really banged up.
Tatum has got his wrist. Brown's got his knee. Like, there's a little pocket to maybe win a few games. You know,
maybe. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I want to see it, but yeah,
yeah. They have to get hot like from three a couple times, but possible.
You don't think sweep after watching the play? I mean, Orlando got one off of them, but I don't know.
Magic were tough. There was like a 2-point game with the 2 minutes left.
That was close. That was pretty close last night.
They're tough. They're annoying. They play football. I don't like their style.
Yeah.
Me neither.
And we don't play that style. Like, that's just not this team.
Not anymore. No. Knicks are an offensive team. I mean, Bridges has been, you know, say what you want. He's been great on defense. Like, fabulous. You know,
that's what I got him. You know,
yeah, if he can lock down, I'm already putting him in the next round. But like, let's say they get to the next round, if he can, I mean, Tatum's lit him up all year. But like, if he can somehow lock down Tatum, maybe the Knicks have a shot. I think that's the only way, is if he just plays lights out defense, put OG on Brown, and then maybe you got a shot. Maybe hope KP, you know, Porzingis gets hurt like he usually does. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Never know.
We got to win. You got to close it out tomorrow. I don't want to go back to Detroit. These fans are annoying. Everything's just annoying about that. Detroit basketball. Bickerstaff bitches.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah, he bitches about everything. The Detroit Twitter account. I mean, are you kidding me? Posting about a blatant foul at the end of the game. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what is that?
NBA, they should reprimand them for that. Say something.
That's ridiculous. Like, I've never seen a team account do that before.
No.
That was nuts.
Yeah, that kid probably got fired.
I mean, unless he was told to do that. I don't know. Yeah.
And that's Bickerstaff's fault. He did a challenge 3 minutes into the game for an out-of-bounds call.
Yeah, when I was watching that, I was like, this guy's a moron.
Yeah, no fouls.
That's why I didn't like Detroit this series. I don't like Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
It was the pointless challenge, and he blew the game.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Knicks were getting mauled all game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, that call at the end, that's 50-50. Whatever. You know, like, give me a break.
I didn't think it was, like, super obvious. Like,
I didn't think so either. Like, yeah. It's just a momentum thing, you know. That would have sucked if Hardaway Jr. hit that, you know, being the former Nick and the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's annoying. Beasley's Schroeder. He helped me win my fantasy, you know, the fantasy league, but fuck him. I hate that.
There you go. Schroeder.
Oh, Schroeder. Oh, my God. Go back to Germany, please. Like, I hate him so much. Yeah. Cade, I like a lot, though. Yeah, he's, you know.
Cade's good. He just plays.
Cade's awesome.
He's very pretty. He's a great player. Good-looking guy. Good-looking kid. He reminds me, I guess, best comparison, the Big O, right? He's like Oscar Robertson out there.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah. So.
You know who plays kind of like, hey, Dylan Harper?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dylan Harper this year. There's some similarity there, for sure.
That's very, very good comp. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What other series have been good? The Nuggets-Clippers series has been great. Are they playing tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It's Warriors-Rockets tonight.
Okay. That series has been good. Steph had an amazing game last game.
The Warriors are up 13-2 early.
Okay. So, yeah, yeah, Warriors should win that series, but Rockets, like we've been saying, maybe a year away. And then Thunder will move on. Pacers will move on. I guess, you know, the Lakers have a 3-1 comeback in them or nah?
I think they can, yeah.
You think they can?
Even the way I don't. I think they win game five and then Luke and LeBron, yeah.
You never know. You're right.
You never know.
You never know with those two.
Then you come game seven at home and it's like, all right.
You're right. Never know with those two. I mean, Ant Edwards is playing like a top five player right now. Randall's been playing good. Devo, our guys.
They lack so much depth. Like, Luke and LeBron have to score 30 each just to do anything, you know? I mean, Hachimura had a great game, 20-something points, and they still lost. So,
yeah, you know, that trade's not really about this year.
No.
They were never – like, the follow-up trade for Mark Williams might have helped a little bit because they wouldn't have to start Jackson Hayes in a game like that. But essentially, it was almost impossible for them to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They've been fun, though, Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. But Clippers Nuggets. I mean, who wins that series? That's been a great one.
I still, man, it's tough.
The ending.
I'd say Nuggets.
Yeah.
The ending to that game four was so crazy.
It's so even. It's so even.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. You guys there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thought I lost you. What else? What else in the NBA playoffs?
What else? Dame, Achilles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Dame. That Bucks situation is tough. Lillard's out now. They don't have a draft pick for 6 years in the first round.
What?
Yeah.
What?
6 years. They don't have a first round pick for the next 6 years.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
With that roster, it's really incredible, honestly.
Oh, my God.
I think they traded their last one for Kuzma or something. I forget exactly what it was, but they gave up four for Lillard. Swaps, I think, are involved. So.
What a nightmare. They're probably going to need a new coach. That franchise really fucked themselves.
They're basically Suns East.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And that was the finals. How many years ago?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen. Jeez.
Not that long ago.
Damn, that's crazy. While we're on it, when's the lottery, Adam?
May 12th.
We're getting close.
Not that I'm keeping track.
We're getting close, so we're still 2 weeks away.
I think they're going to hit it. I think they're going to get the number one pick.
Oh, my God.
That'd be incredible. I'd just run the streets naked if they pulled it off. But as long as they don't drop, I'm kind of good. Like, I'm good at six. I like a lot of guys, so.
Yeah.
And you guys have, what, four first-rounders?
Yeah, they got the sixth pick. They got the 19th pick, which was the Bucks. Then they have the Knick pick, and I think it's either the Rocket pick or the Thunder pick. So it's two in the 20s, one at 19, and then one hopefully six or hopefully higher than six. I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, they have all the Giannis stuff coming out now. I don't know if you guys have been seeing that, but.
Yeah, I've been seeing it. Think of you every time.
Like, I don't think it's a good move.
For the Nets to get Giannis?
Yeah, I do not think it's a good move to get Giannis right now. If Giannis gets traded this offseason, I really don't think you could do it if you're the Nets. Because, like, let's say it costs you seven first-rounders and you got a max salary, then, you know, what's left? You know, like, I just don't know. Maybe even if you hit on the lottery and you get the second pick and you get Harper, like, that's cool. You got Harper, who's going to be a rookie, and you have Giannis, and you know after that the roster will be super thin. They don't have anything on their roster right now. There's not one guy who could say, hey, in 3 years this guy's going to be on the team. There's not one player. So to me, to make that move now, it's just way too early. But you know the Nets are the Nets, and teams are going to chase stars, and a guy like Giannis doesn't become available every single day. So I could see them doing it, but I think there's other spots that make more sense for Giannis. And I think if you're the Bucks, you can't tank anyway. So you take 7, 8, 9 picks from the Nets, but your pick is still going to be terrible. So I think they'll probably be looking for more. Like, a team like Houston makes more sense to me because they can give them young players as well, with picks, And maybe Milwaukee would have a chance to maybe develop some of those young guys that can't even get on the floor in Houston because there's just too many of them.
I think that's a great fit. Yeah, because Adam, because I follow you on Twitter, I get my algorithm, you know, for you. I get these Nets Twitter account guys like yourself talking about all this stuff that you're mentioning right now. So I know Nets Twitter doesn't really want Giannis either. Correct.
It's a mixed bag. Like you got like people. There's a lot of Nets fans that think Cam Thomas could be James Harden. So they're like, oh man, Cam Thomas and Giannis, like look out league. But I'm like, I don't see it. You know? So I mean,
oh man.
I think the Heat. I think he's like Paul. I think you were saying the Heat. I think that's happening because Giannis would be a perfect Heat player. He plays so hard.
Totally,
right?
Yeah. Totally. And they're desperate. They're desperate to get like, you know, one more move to.
Correct.
For Riley's
if quote unquote career. Heat culture could build a guy in a lab, it would be honest.
It'd be exactly 100%. I think they're done with him, right? And he's a Milwaukee kid.
Terrible.
He's a Milwaukee kid, so that I could see him being the main piece in that trade, plus a bunch of picks. And you know, Adebayo and Giannis, you know.
Today he's like, no way we get swept, and then they lose by 55.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The fans are tired of him. Yeah.
The mighty.
But Harrow had his best year, right? Like.
Yeah, he was good in the regular season.
Oh, Harrow. He did have his best year. He did. Yep. But.
Bam and Giannis would just be the clogged toilet offense, though. Could you imagine that?
Oh my
Those
god.
Those two guys, like no space at all. Like no guards getting in there. Like,
yeah. Also, kind of dirty players a little bit.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Maybe the two dirties in the NBA, honestly.
Yeah, possibly. It's so funny because they're not really like, they're not like assholes. You know, like they're not like a Draymond type guy, but like they're low key.
Yeah, just sneaky dirty.
Sneaky dirty. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So,
Gobert's up there. You saw him yesterday? Elbowing LeBron in the head?
Yeah. Yep. Also sneaky.
He's always involved in like petty shit. Gobert.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, anything else on the NBA playoffs first round?
I'm ready for the next round because, Bucks are done, Heat are done, Magic are done. I think the Pistons are done.
Yeah.
So that's like four series now. So, like, let's go.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, give us some interesting matchups next round for sure.
Yeah. Grizzlies are done. But then the other three in the West.
Do you think OKC is just going to cakewalk and go through?
No, I think Denver or LA will give him a hard time. They'll win, but I think they're gonna give him a good battle.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys hear what Josh said today?
What's that?
So he missed the game four with the injury. They were already down 3-0. And he said if he was healthy, the series would have went differently.
Okay.
He's like, I figured some stuff out.
Who said that?
Ja. Oh, my God.
Bro, you lost by 50 the first game. Who are you playing?
They played their best game without him.
What's he talking about?
He is one delusional motherfucker, I swear.
Weirdo. I don't know if they would entertain trading him. And I was thinking about that. Would a trade of Ja for Trae Young be equal?
Oh, that's a fun one.
That is a fun one.
Wait, say again. Ja for who?
For Trae.
For Trae Young.
Why would the Hawks do it, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't think Atlanta would do that.
I think Atlanta's over Trae.
You think so?
Like, they have Daniels now. I don't know.
Ja is like, he's like a Shador. You know, he's like the circus a little bit, you know?
He's like pointing fake shotguns.
Yeah, like his dad, you know, meddling and everything right there courtside.
Throwing grenades.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when they told him he can't shoot the guns anymore and they find him, then he threw a grenade in the audience, I could not stop laughing. That was the best thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty good. It's just so funny because like Memphis is like the murder capital too. Like he probably loves playing there.
didn't they spoof him? Like he was a couple of memes and they played it like the 8 Mile song and then they're like his real name is I forgot what his real name is.
That's right. He's like from the suburbs.
Yeah, he's from the suburbs.
His name is Clarence.
Yeah.
Oh man. Too funny.
Yeah, the Nets will get him.
Yeah, I could definitely see him being a Net. 100%.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right.
Who's better than Jokic?
Who's better than Jokic?
I mean, Mikal Bridges.
What the hell was that shot, though?
That was hilarious. Yeah. That's like just fucking around in like a pickup game type shot. Like, what was that?
Absurd shot I've ever seen.
That was a Billy Maxwell heat check.
Yeah, I was about to say. That was very Billy Maxwell-ish. If you're listening, Billy, shouts to you. Gordon, just right place, right time. That was the wildest ending I've ever seen to a game.
I'm still not sure that he got that off.
I think he did. I don't know. It looks like it's through the net. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like his hand was still on there. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I don't know the rules anymore. So that was wild. I guess, you know, he misses that shot. You know, they go to overtime. It's not like the end of the world, but like still, right. I mean, Joker is he's one of a kind, man. Speaking of
yeah. One thing about the playoffs I've noticed is some of the end game stuff like is perplexing. Like LeBron shot last night when he was like 40 feet from the basket. I was like, man, what are you doing? Like,
oh yeah, the end of that game. Too. Like, yeah, he was terrible.
Took like a 38 footer there. I'm like, I feel like they could have got a better shot. I don't know.
Yeah, he was terrible the end of that game. Real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad man.
Real bad man.
But yeah, speaking of Joker, let's talk about some horses here. So finally my time to shine here. It's
let's get rich.
The Run for the Roses, first Saturday in May. The 20 best 3-year-old colts in the world. Kentucky Derby.
Continue. Sorry. Is this your favorite race ever, Derby?
You know, it's funny because, you know, everyone says, oh, Kentucky Derby, it's like the Super Bowl of horse racing. It's not really like my favorite because it's a 20 horse field. It's like any horse can really win, to be honest.
Right.
You know, I like more of like a 10 or 12 or 14 horse field, you know, like 20 is like it gets clogged up. It's kind of crazy. But it is a big spectacle. It's like the only race all year that like guys like you, you know, like you guys who don't care about horse racing, like will right. be like sort of invested. Right. So
right.
I like that aspect. By the way, Race for the Crown documentary on Netflix. It's in the top 10. Excellent. Like, even if you're not a horse racing fan, check it out. It's really good.
Yeah, I got it saved. I got to check it out. How long is it?
Well, it's I think 6 episodes, but each one's like 30, 40 minutes. So,
okay.
And it's like some people in there you guys would know, like Mike Rapoli, Jason Wirth, Bob Baffert, you know, some people you recognize. I'm going to send you guys. So I just sent to the group. So these are the two races, the Derby, and then Friday you got the Kentucky Oaks, which is the fillies. Those are the females, 3-year-old females.
Oh yeah, so it's like they're the young ones or so.
Well, no. So the Derby is all 3-year-old colts, 3-year-old the males, and then the Kentucky Oaks is the 3-year-old females, the fillies they call them.
So I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's...
What, do they have birth certificates? How do they know?
If they're male or female? They're mammals like us.
When they're born. When they're born. Like, you think some of these people, like, trick? You know what I mean? Like, sketchy stuff going on with the birth certificate.
I don't know. No? I don't know. I mean, you know, there are the geldings, which are the male horses. They chop their dicks off or their balls off, whatever. But
yeah, I'm telling you, watch this show. You have Apple, but there's a, I think it's like Cowboy Cartel. It's about how the cartel, they got into the Texas, like, what do they call it? The dollar racing? I don't know. Some like whatever.
The quarter horses?
The quarter horses. Yes.
Okay.
And it was a whole thing. Like, they bought up everything and were buying and selling, but like, they were fudging all, like, the numbers, the certificates, like, selling it at the auctions. Watch it.
Interesting.
It's, like, how corrupt it is. It's nuts.
Well, there is no racing in Texas, so that probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre, because you'd think, you know, horse racing in Texas is, like, ideal. I guess it used to be there, but not anymore.
Well, they were headquartered there, but, like, they were in New Mexico, Arizona, I believe, or, I don't know. You got to watch it. It's really good.
Okay. Well, Race for the Crown shines a bright light on the game, for sure. But it basically follows, you know, the Triple Crown, right? The you know, Derby, then the Preakness, and the Belmont. Paul, you and I have been to the Belmont before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Coors
fun.
Light. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah, we were in the box. That was fun. So yeah, you know, my picks. I mean, the favorite, Journalism. He's a monster. He's a gorilla. He's 3-1 right now. He'll probably go off 5-2. I actually have a future Exacta box with him and Sovereignty, who's the 18 horse, who's now 5-1. I got them at 9-1 and 6-1, respectively.
I'm gonna bet all of these, by the way.
I got that back in March. It was like a future wager.
Okay.
So I got them at higher odds, but now they're pretty low.
Yeah, we should all just do the same ones. This
but
way.
Yeah,
but those two are definitely the best horses. But if you want some value, I'd look at the number 3, Final Gambit, 30-1 right now. He'll probably be 20-1 at post time, maybe lower. He's a gray horse. He's a closer. He's got great late speed. He's never run on the dirt. He's run on synthetic, which is like that fake dirt. So that's a little worrisome. But he's got a good trainer, Brad Cox. American Promise, the 5, also 30-1. Probably won't go off at that. He won the Virginia Derby. If you want like a physically imposing horse, this horse is like a monster. And he's got like a legendary trainer, Dwayne Lucas. This guy's like 90 years old, still gets on a horse every morning. Legend. He's won the Derby like 5 times.
Wow. 5?
What's that? 5 times.
5 times?
Yeah, he's like 90 years old. He's been a trainer for a long time, but yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he's won it. Still. You know, he's had some good horses, but this might be like his last hurrah, so that horse is intriguing. The 4 horse.
You just talked me into it. I think that's my horse.
American Promise?
Yeah.
Yeah, this horse is a monster. It's funny because he's so big. Like, you don't think he's going fast, but he's going really fast. That's just how big he looks. The 4 horse, Rodriguez, that's, you know, you guys all know who Bob Baffert is, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his horse. He also has the 1 horse Citizen Bull, but you don't want the 1 post in the Derby in a 20 horse field. The rail is, like, not where you want to be. But the 4 horse, Rodriguez, he's the speed. And he's got like a legendary jockey on him, Mike Smith, who's won the Derby, I think, 5 times. So I like that horse. He's, I think, 12-1 right now. He'll probably go off 8-1. Who else do I like? Burnham.
What about the Sandman?
So the Sandman, it's funny you mention him because he's kind of like a cultural phenomenon. So I guess one of his owners is one of these like TikTok kids. Who's got like millions of followers, and he's been posting about Sandman. So he's like, I think he's like the 3rd favorite. He won the Arkansas Derby. I don't know. I'm not that crazy about him. He's a closer.
Okay.
He's a closer. He's got a good jockey on him, Jose Ortiz. He's one of the Ortiz brothers. Paul, you know the Ortiz brothers.
Yeah.
Irad and Jose. So he's got Jose on him. Nice horse. I just don't see it, but you know, I think because of the name. Obviously, and the TikTok influence, you know, he's going to get a lot of money. But I'm not going to be on him probably. Maybe underneath I might do something. So, yeah, so on top, definitely Journalism, Sovereignty, Rodriguez, American Promise. Another one, Grande, the 10 horse. So that's Mike Rapoli's horse. Mike Rapoli's never won. You guys all know who Mike Rapoli is, right?
Yeah, yep.
You guys, Adam, Josh, you guys know
him? I don't. I don't know Mike Rapoli.
Okay. So Mike Rapoli is the guy who started Vitamin Water.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he's like Rick Pitino's, like, good friend. He's at all the St. John games. Loudmouth Italian guy from Queens.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, big horse owner. Like, he's got like 300 horses, but never won the Derby. This might be his guy, his horse. Last year, he had the favorite. Fierceness, who is a really good horse, but he came in like 15th in the Derby last year. So Grande, he's only raced like 3 times, but he's got 2 wins and a 2nd. So maybe there's some value. I think, what is he right now? He's 20-1. He'll probably go off lower than that, but that there's some good value there. There's a lot of good horses. It's tough. With the Derby, there's so many horses. It's really all about who has the best trip, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're going 1.25 miles. It's tough. Journalism is definitely... The thing that scares me about Journalism, even though he's the favorite, he raced in like 5-horse fields, which, you know, going from 5 to 20 is kind of tough. So that's what scares me about him. But he's probably the most talented horse in the bunch. What else? Yeah. So those are my opinions. Yeah,
this is great intel.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah. Flying Mohawk, that's Jason Wirth's horse. You guys know Jason Wirth, right? He was former. Yeah, Philly. Yeah, big horse owner. His horse, Doorknock, won the Belmont last year.
Toga a lot.
Oh, yeah. I saw him at Toga last year. He's a fucking big guy. He's huge. Definitely a character. Publisher, the 13 horse is a maiden. Now, maiden horse racing means they've never won a race. So that would be kind of crazy if he won the Derby. He's got one of the best jockeys on him, Irad Ortiz. If you see that at the bottom, what I sent you guys.
Baeza?
Baeza, yes. So AE means also eligible. He's not in the Derby yet. We'll find out Friday morning. If he gets in, he might have this jockey called Flavian Pratt, who's arguably the best jockey in the world on him. So he's interesting. He almost actually beat journalism in the Santa Anita Derby. So he's worth looking at. I don't know what he's going to go off at. Maybe 8-1, 10-1 if he gets in. But honestly, I mean, you know, any horse can win. Last year, yeah. Mystic Dan won. He went off 18-1. I actually had that. That was a nice hit. A few years ago, Rich Strike won. He was the biggest long shot. He was 80-1.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so it happens, you know. It's really about who gets the best trip, so... It's going to be interesting. The weather right now looks okay. I think it's supposed to rain all week, so it could be a muddy track. So I'll update you guys if anything changes there. And then the Oaks, which is Friday night, the females, the fillies, Good Cheer. She is the 11 horse.
Oh, man, 6-5.
6-5. She's a monster, though. She's 6-6, undefeated. Really good connections. Probably my favorite jockey, Luis Saez. And one of my favorite trainers, Brad Cox. He actually had another horse called Immersive, which was undefeated, but she got hurt. That horse is going to be tough to beat. Some other ones I like, Good Value, Quiet Side, but she got a terrible post with the 14. La Cara, the 7 horse. That's Dylan Davis on that horse. Paul, you know Dylan Davis.
Yeah.
That's who Portnoy's obsessed with. And then I really like 5G. The 8 horse, which is kind of, I think, the speed of the race. Now, when you say the speed, like, that horse will go to the lead and may never look back. Like, just no one will catch her. So that's, like, a good value horse. But there's a lot of good horses in this, but Good Cheer might just smoke them all, to be honest. So if you want to bet that, I would do just, like, a superfecta key, which is, like, you just key that horse on top and then just put a bunch of horses underneath and hope they all hit. That's a bet I usually like to hit. I think I've sent you some of those guys' scores. But
key?
Yeah, so like you key like one horse to win it, and then you can put as many horses as you want underneath and bet as much money as you want. And obviously the more money you bet, the higher the score would be if it hits. So that might be a good play for that race, since Good Cheer is such a heavy favorite. But yeah, that's all I got. Sorry, I threw a lot at you guys, but
I like it.
Let me tell you something. I gotta rewind and listen to this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now I got stuff to bet on.
I'm excited.
Great.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. I mean, I'll be very involved both days. Obviously, you guys know me. I'm always betting the ponies, but
American Promise. I don't think I've ever been more all in on a horse.
I mean, the name, right? Just the name alone.
Yeah, I love it all.
And if you like search him on Twitter, I mean, this horse is a monster. He won the Virginia Derby very easily. Now, he didn't have much competition. I think the only horse in this field that he beat was that Render Judgment, which that horse is not that good. He's 30-1, but who knows? I mean, Tiztastic isn't bad. This Cole Battle, that's like a good story. He was purchased for not a lot of money. He's like, I got like a no-name trainer. So he's like a good feel-good story. Same with Chunk of Gold.
I like that name. I like that. Chunk of Gold?
Chunk of Gold. Yeah, you never know. I mean, some of these horses, Burnham Square is actually a pretty talented horse. There's two Japanese horses in the Derby too, the 6 and the 7.
Oh.
Luxor Cafe is actually a really good horse. A Japanese horse almost won it last year, Forever Young. Him, Sierra Leone, who was one of the favorites, and Mystic Dan were like all like a, practically a dead heat at the wire. It was a really exciting finish.
First of all, Tiztastic? I mean, that's it.
Yeah, so Tiztastic is a son of Tiz the Law, which was like a...
I remember Tiz the Law.
Yeah, that was like 2020, I think, that horse.
I remember that. Yeah, Tiztastic, that's who I'm doing.
Yeah, so Tiztastic, he won the Louisiana Derby. Was a very impressive race by him. He's got the thing that throws me off of him. I don't like the jockey on him, Joel Rosario. I think he's a pothead. I'm not crazy about him. I hope Joel Rosario doesn't listen to this, but that's kind of keeping me off of him. But there's a lot of people that are high on that horse, so you might get some good value there.
Okay.
What else? Citizen Bowl, the one horse. If he had a better post, maybe he won the the Breeders' Cup. He won the 2-year-olds have a championship in the Breeders' Cup, the juvenile they call it. He won that. That was in November, but he's kind of regressed since then. What horse didn't I mention? Yeah, I think I mentioned all of them. East Avenue is probably the fastest horse, but he'll go to the lead. Yeah, that's the 12 horse. He'll go to the lead, and I don't know. Someone will eventually catch him, but I don't know. Yeah, I think I've had a comment about like every horse here. Owen Almighty is pretty fast, but the 20 post.
This is all
bad post.
Off the top of your head.
I follow the game. I don't know. Yeah.
Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm like super impressed.
That's insane.
I follow the game. I love horse racing. I don't know.
This is tremendous.
Yeah. I wish I won more money.
I mean, think about it. It's kind of like us with NBA also.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah, we know a lot, but we lose.
Football, everyone loses. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to lose more than you win any gambling, right?
My grandpa always said there's two types of gamblers, losers and liars.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, and then there's the undercard on each day is, you know, if you're a horse racing fan, it's amazing. There's a lot of good 4-year-old races, you know, horses that were really, you know, in the Derby and the Oaks last year who were racing. I'll give you some names. Like on Friday, Thorpita Anna. She's probably the best filly horse in the world. She's amazing. So look at that race. I forgot what race she's in. She might be in the race before the Oaks. And then Rapoli has a horse, Fierceness. He races on... Does he race on Saturday? I don't know. But there's a lot of good horses.
He's naming another horse, Zuby, for the player, St. John's.
That would be a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good horse name.
No, for real.
Oh, he is?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, he said that.
Tino is one of them, yeah, because they remember Russ Smith, Zuby. The guard? Yeah, for Zuby.
Yeah, from Louisville.
Yeah.
The guard from Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah, Russ Smith. I think it was like Russ-alicious, whatever. One horse was Gorgie for Gorgie Dang. So he's done that like a few times. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Cool.
Interesting.
Zuby, I like that. Yeah. Patino. Yeah. Patino has. You know, he's a big horse racing. I've seen him at Saratoga. You know, he owns horses. So Francesa, obviously.
Yeah.
I see him all the time. Francesa like knows me. I feel like. Remember we saw him, Paul?
Yeah. Hello, dear.
yeah, you see
me and Josh met him one time. He's tiny. I didn't realize.
Yeah, small guy.
Who, Francesa?
Yeah, he's hunched over.
He's hunched over,
like,
yeah. Kinda... Yeah, Paul, when we saw him, remember he was like walking by us? He could barely walk. It was like terrible.
Yeah, he didn't look, yeah.
He didn't look too good. But, But yeah. Horse. So, horse. Yeah, so, should be a fun weekend for that. So, hope everyone can win some money. So
I'm gonna take your picks and I'm gonna buy a condom in Boca after I'm done.
There you go.
Yeah, this is good.
Let's go.
This is quality info right
here. Let's go. Yeah, let me know what you end up doing. We'll go from there. Anything and watch Race for the Crown. It's good. Trust me. A lot of characters in horse racing. You'll enjoy it.
For sure.
What else did we want to get into?
Last of Us?
Or did we want to?
I didn't watch any of it.
Do we want to talk real quick?
Man.
Real talk real quick about Rory Juice. Finally.
Oh yeah, Rastus.
finally won the Masters. I will say this. I don't think I've ever rooted for someone so hard, like, individually like that. Like, I felt like he was, like, it was like me rooting for the Knicks or rooting for the Giants.
Yep.
It was pretty special. I'm happy he did it.
Yeah. I was locked in. I mean, we were all texting during it. I mean, that was a top five Masters ever, maybe, right?
Yeah. I think top three.
Top three, even? Yeah. I mean, you know, 2019, Tiger, obviously. And then, I don't know, maybe when Phil won it. What's like another one, that at least since we've been alive, that was memorable? I don't know. It's been some good ones. But, yeah. I mean, we thought he was dead, like, how many times?
Yeah. He really put us through it.
That shot on 15 was just incredible, where Jesus. He hooked it around the trees.
Unreal.
One of the best shots I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Sick. And, that would have sucked if he lost in that playoff. But he pulled it out.
Yeah, he did it.
Rory, how old is Rory?
Only 35.
35, going to be 36 maybe? Yeah.
Yeah, he's young.
Wow.
I know, he's going to play another, like, what?
He looks a little older, that's why. I thought he was in his 40s.
Well, yeah,
sure.
He's gray. He's graying pretty hard. But yeah, he'll play another probably 15, right, Chiefs? 15, 20 years? I don't know.
Yeah, he's 36. He'll play, probably till mid-40s at least, mid to late 40s, and then he'll go on the Champions Tour probably. Oh, but yeah. He's loaded. He's really, after Tiger and Phil, I think he's the richest by far. He's...
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing since he was a teenager, right? And
whatever happened to Dustin Johnson? Is he at LIV?
He's at LIV. Yeah, he cashed out, but is he good?
Like, he's not good anymore, right? He's just kind of
chilling. I don't know. Nobody watches LIV, and he's a guy like he doesn't care. He's just laid back. He's paid. So, he's got a Masters victory. He's chilling.
Riddle me this. There's no TV to watch LIV. If I wanted to be like, hey, I'm going to watch the LIV tour. Like, it's not on some channel.
Yes, or... it's on.
Adam probably has it on Palo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's probably out there somewhere.
It was on, like...
I watched the 2002 tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on, like, CDW.
I want to watch it. It looks fun when I see clips of it. Like, it looks pretty cool.
It's kind of crappy. I've watched
it. It's like corny a little bit, kind of.
It's hard to figure out what the hell's going on. And yeah, it's not good. They need to just merge these two, and then
the Saudis, you know. They're trying to take over everything. Speaking of, you know, going back to horse racing, they're like, you know, investing a lot in that too.
If like they open up a basketball league and they're like, hey, I'm going to pay you $500 million per year?
I can definitely see that happening.
They say that a lot of these Saudi guys, like, we talk about like Bezos and Elon, but these guys are in the trillions.
Oil money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows how much they make, because it's not on like a piece of paper. So no one knows.
It's infinite money. They literally have infinite money.
They don't even know how much they have.
Let's put it this way. The Kentucky Derby, the purse is $5 million. The Saudi Cup, $20
million. Yeah.
Like four times the Kentucky Derby. So yeah, Saudi money is stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Juice, where would you put Rory? Where would you rank him all time golfers?
Ooh, good question. He's probably in the top 10 now.
You have to put him, yeah, because he's got the four.
I would say he's probably in the top 10. And I think now there's no pressure on him, right? Like, he went 10 years without a major. He never won the Masters.
Yeah.
Now he crossed those off. Now he can play like freely, so I think he could definitely win more majors and win more tournaments. It doesn't matter. So pressure's off. I expect him to win a ton more now.
Yeah, yeah. And Paul, speaking of Dustin Johnson, he was just on Sunday Conversation with with Caleb Presley, Barstool.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he was
just
on that before the Masters, so he's still around.
I gotta check it out, Paulina.
Luca was just on it the other day. I have to watch that with Caleb.
And Glennie Balls.
Glennie, I don't think was on the Luca one, but
What about John Cena winning the main event of WrestleMania?
Were you pissed?
Nah.
No.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So what? So you were? I mean, were you shocked? Did you kind of see it coming?
Nah, I saw it coming. Okay. I think he's retiring, so this is his like retirement tour. So I think every pay per view will feature him in like some kind of meaningful match until the end of the year, where he loses and gives the belt back up. But the one surprising thing I was surprised is he got a hair transplant.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he was balding pretty bad. I guess within the last like 2 years.
Yeah.
And WrestleMania, he showed up and he had hair. So
love it.
Good for him.
Wow.
Good for him.
All right.
Good for him.
Good for him. So he's the champ right now. And where's Roman Reigns? Like, what's you know?
Yeah, Roman had a big match with Seth Rollins and CM Punk at Mania. It was probably the best match of both nights. They're feuding. So
okay,
it's pretty good. Wrestling's in a good place right now.
All right, cool. And speaking of docs, there's a doc coming out this summer, right?
It's gonna go behind the scenes, like in the rooms where they write the scripts and do everything. That's like super interesting.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm definitely watching that. Yeah, that's gonna be good.
How they come up with the storylines and all that.
We've never seen that. Have we ever seen that ever? No.
No, this is a real behind-the-curtain look at what they do, which I've always been fascinated about the business of it more so than the actual... I mean, the wrestling's enjoying. It's enjoyable. It's funny. It's,
yeah,
you know, as you get older. But the business side of it is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. Speaking of TV shows. All right, so we can't talk about Last of Us. We'll have to wait. We'll have to park that way. Adam, do you watch that?
Yeah, I haven't started season 2 yet, though.
All right, so we'll wait. I haven't seen season episode 3 yet. Paul, did you watch episode 3 yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm still recovering from 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Season 1 was really good. So really good. I'm looking forward to 2.
Same.
Haven't had the time.
No doubt. I'm the only one watching Mobland. Or Adam, you watching that?
I watched first episode.
Okay,
I gotta get a trial. I gotta get the trial for the.
Yeah, it's so.
Tom Hardy's got my favorite car in that.
Oh,
Audi RS6 wagon. I love that fucking thing.
Yeah, he's so good in the show. Pierce Brosnan and good, great cast. It's like 5 episodes in now, so really good show. That's about it. That's about it.
What else? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I think we got. I think we covered it all.
Cam Scadaboo.
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 So you're gonna have Brees and Boo at good old MetLife. So should be fun. We'll be back in I guess 2 weeks. Well,
let's see. We got hopefully the Knicks close out tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have definitely. You know, we'll be in the thick of the NBA playoffs in 2 weeks.
When would I would assume Knicks Celtics would be the weekend, Saturday or Sunday? They would probably have them start on the weekend, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, if they you know, obviously if both teams close it out tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh man, it'd be some weekend.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, probably 3 days off, and then like Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. I could see like a Sunday 1 o'clock or something like that in Boston, or
yeah, for sure.
Or like a Saturday night, something like that. So
I hope it's a Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. Anything else, fellas?
Let's go, Cooper Flagg. I'm rooting for you, Adam. Psych.
Wait, is the lottery always 12th? All right, so the 12th is, hold on 1 second,
it's Monday, I think.
Okay,
they always do it like
we could do a live, right? we could do a live
Well, the only thing about doing it live is it's always like in the evening, isn't it? Like at like 6 o'clock something like that.
Also, I might jump out the window.
But we'll definitely
No fun on the air. You know?
We'll definitely
You're gonna get a good player.
We'll definitely have to do either that night or Tuesday. So yeah, that we'll plan to definitely talk about the lottery.
Yeah, like I said, I'm good at six, but if the ninth card comes out and the Nets come on the ninth card, I'm gonna be pretty upset.
So
man, I can't even imagine how delirious to have Cooper Flagg. Like, well,
yeah, that's pretty amazing. But next pod,
We got a 1 in 10 shot.
Yeah, you never know. Yep. You never know. So yeah, next pod we'll definitely react to it. So,
man. Dylan Brooks is so dirty. Any of you guys watching this or no?
So Rieta Rockets took the lead.
I don't have it on.
He headbutted Steph when he was getting up.
Oh, Jesus.
Not like blatantly, but like he knew what he was doing. He's just an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just do not like him.
Every team has him.
Canadians.
He can't headbutt Steph. He's a biracial angel.
I know.
He's a biracial angel. All right, guys.
Wow, it's 11 o'clock. We were potting.
Oh, yeah.
Ripping and roaring.
Felt quick.
It's a late one. All right, guys.
Having a potty.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.